Benson, media only cares about border when they can attack GOP, lie about agents whipping people. By Ian Hanchett on September 16, 2022. On Thursday's broadcast of Fox News Radio's Guy Benson Show, host and townhall.com political editor Guy Benson said that after ignoring the people drowning, crime, murder, widespread abuse of women and girls being trafficked by the cartels, Democrats and the media have finally decided to acknowledge the border issue exists because they can blame Republicans for sending migrants to Democratic-run areas, and remarked that there hasn't been this much attention paid to the border since the Biden administration was lying about the Border Patrol and the whipping smear with those Haitian immigrants. Benson said, "I want to talk about what is happening in some of these sanctuary areas and blue states and the total meltdown ensuing from Democratic politicians and media pundits who have had absolutely nothing to say about the border crisis until they figure out or feel like they have some kind of an excuse to rage and attack Republicans. I mean, we are seeing, finally, a bunch of discussion of the border crisis, for the first time in many months. In fact, the last time the border crisis got this much mainstream scrutiny and attention was back when the Biden administration was lying about the Border Patrol and the whipping smear. With those Haitian immigrants, the media suddenly got interested. Because it was an opportunity to talk about the border in a way in which we were the bad guys and law enforcement was the problem." He added, "Now, the crisis has only gotten worse since then. On and on it has gone, raging month after month, horrors happening at the southern border. People drowning, crime, murder, widespread abuse of women and girls being trafficked by the cartels. And not a peep from any of these people, until just the last couple of weeks, when they've had a Republican governor to be mad at, Greg Abbott in Texas, and now a Republican governor that they hate even more, Ron DeSantis, getting in on the action." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.